She's been zooming around this house all morning.
Don't you recognize the symptoms? Today is the day.
The day?
Oh. I found them.
Excuse me. Honey, I'll be back around 5:30.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Bye, Mother. See you later.
Happens every year on the same day. Your mother's biggest weakness. The irresistible attraction at the railroad warehouse. This is the day they auction off the unclaimed freight.
Oh, Daddy, it's not that time again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is the day. Remember the last one?
Well, how could I forget it? That was the time she brought home a zither and a barrel of overshoes, all for the left foot.
No, that was the year before. Last year she was luckier. That was the year that she bought that box, which when opened revealed 2,400 gear shift knobs for the 1928 Essex.
Well, you can't really blame her. It's kind of like a big grab bag.
This year she's forgotten something. Better step out of the way for safety's sake. She ought to be zipping across the kitchen right now. In about 3 seconds, she'll remember.
Alex! Oh, Alex, I need some money. Oh, thank you, dear.
All right. Okay, who'll give me $10 on this item? All right, I got $10 bid on this large crate. Contents unknown. We'll make it $12. Now, here's something for you, ladies and gentlemen. A dandy little item that no home should be without. You folks have a fertile imagination. You can have a million laughs with this bangtail. According to our records, it was shipped from China. Went to the British colony of Hong Kong.
Will you bid on this for me? I have to meet my husband out front. This should be enough.
All I can tell you is that the owner has claimed it.
Bid on it for me. Don't let anyone else have it.
Oriental horse here in Hillvale. Well, now's your chance. Is there an animal lover in the crowd? Do I hear a bid? Do I hear any bid? Well, who'll give me $5 for this charming conversation piece? You can keep it in your living room. If you can't entertain your friends, you can always scare them to death. Who'll give me $5?
$5?
I have $5 for this Chinese horse. Do I hear 10? You can save them for Halloween and scare the kids. Do I hear $10?
$10.
All right, I got $10. Do I hear 15?
15.
50. Well, now we're off and running. All right, do I hear 20? Do I hear 20? $20, the gentleman right there. All right, fine, $20. Do I hear 25? $25. $30. $30. I have $30.
$35.
$35. Well, how do you know? This thing may have gold teeth. Do I hear 40? $40, the gentleman. All right, $40. 40. Going for $40. $40 once. $40 twice.
$50.
$50, and the lady. All right, $50. Going once. $50 twice. That's it. All through. Sold to the lady for $50. Thank you, ma'am.
See, I didn't really want this horse. I was bidding for someone else. A woman came along and put the money in my hand.
What do you mean bidding for someone? Look, lady, I'd love to listen to your story, but I got an awful lot of stuff to sell here today. Just give me the $50 and take the pony. Shall I give him to you in the car, or you want to ride him home?
Woman put the money in my hand and asked me to bid for her. I mean, I couldn't refuse. What's the chance, dear?
Well, if you have to bring it home, why didn't you leave it there?
I tried that. All sales are final, and all merchandise must be removed immediately. Watch the sofa.
What do you want?
They're driving through town with this thing on top of the car. Well, I couldn't get it inside, and I didn't want to hire a truck.
Boy, you've got some beauties at freight auctions before, but this one pops them all.
Well, it's the strangest looking thing I've ever seen.
Well, it is sort of interesting. At least there's nothing else like it in Hilldale.
We can be grateful for that.
Mother, what are we going to do with it?
Hey, let's keep it.
Well, I didn't buy it. It isn't ours.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Do you mean to say a total stranger came up to you and gave you $100 to buy this thing for her?
Well, Alex, I told you. I was just standing here, and this woman came up to me and said that she had to go out and meet her husband. So she put the money in my hand.
But $100?
Well, I still have $50 of it.
And why would anyone ship a thing like this from China to Hong Kong and then from Hong Kong to Hilldale?
And then leave it unclaimed in the freight office.
I don't know the answer.
All I know is that I was standing there, and this woman...
Now, what about this woman? This woman with the dark glasses. Now, she went out to meet her husband, and what...
All I know is that I was just standing there.
You know what I think? I think this thing was smuggled out of China and into Hong Kong by some international underworld guys. Yeah. For some reason, they wanted to get this horse into the United States.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen to this. This adds up. Suppose there's something inside this horse that they wanted to get in the country, okay? All right. Now they ship it to Hilldale to some phony name and phony address. And it just sits there in the freight office. Nobody pays any attention to it. But now comes a time when their contact in this country wants to get a hold of it. So they wait for the auction. And they're pretty sure the heat's off by then, of course. Anyway, their contact in this country, that's the lady with the dark glasses. She goes to the warehouse to scout the situation. She sees a couple men there that look kind of suspicious. Yeah, FBI men stake out there to see who buys the thing.
Jeff, please.
Come on, wait a minute. Listen to this now. Now, the woman doesn't want to take any chances. So, she looks around for the most harmless-looking woman in the whole place.
Oh, well, thanks, Lobes.
Well, it's true, Mom. I mean, who would ever suspect you, right? Right. Okay, now the lady, she thinks fast. And she gets you to buy it for her. And now they know who has the horse.
Oh, do they know?
Well, they don't know. Did you tell anyone?
No. I mean, yes, I did. I had to leave my name and address at the freight office.
Aha! Knew you would. They had her figured out. Now they know the horse is here. Now when the coast is clear, they're going to come in here and take it. Look, she believes it.
Darling, if I'd thought this silly story of Jeff's was going to upset you like this...
That's $50, right? Yeah. And I have it. Now, would you go off and leave that kind of money? Would I? Honey, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
At 8:30? Honey, you're not worried, are you?
Me? Worried? Of course not.
I'm scared stiff.
What do you like me to do?
Nothing. I don't know why I'm so jumpy. Maybe it's the hot dog I had for lunch.
Why is everybody upstairs?
Why are you upstairs?
Well, I'm certainly not going to stay down there alone.
Hey, Dad. There's a guy walking up and down in front of our house.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's a public street.
Yeah, but he's not using the whole street. It's just in front of our house.
Will you stop frightening your mother?
Daddy, you go down there alone.
What's wrong with all of you?
Wait, don't leave me alone.
What's the matter?
It was dark. I couldn't see. Must have been that hot dog.
He's still out there.
Oh, Jeff, get away from the window. He's going to see you.
He's coming up the wall.
Oh, it's Daddy.
Dad, the guy's been walking down front of our house. He's coming to our door.
What?
See?
Let's stand around in the knot. Relax. Had people come to the door at night before? Sure you saw someone coming up the walk?
I know I saw him.
There's no one out there. I guess our doorbell's ought to kill her.
I didn't ring it. I'm looking for 553.
Oh, you're in the wrong block. This is 453.
Oh. Sorry I bothered you. Dark out tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did you see that? Did you see him? He looked right at the horse, right at the horse. Now they know it's here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom.
Oh, you come back. You're all getting hysterical.
Alex, I don't care, silly, childish, or hysterical. That thing has got to go.
Darling.
Back to the freight station, now.
Oh, please, Daddy.
This is ridiculous. But if it'll make you happier, we'll put him outside, huh? I'll put him out in the front porch and hang a sign on him. Free horse.
Alex, I'm not joking. I don't care whether it was the hot dog or what. I'm afraid of that beast.
Darling.
I'm in the car, take it back to the freight station.
Darling.
Right now, not tomorrow morning. Now.
Okay. Jeff, get the car out of the garage. I'll get the rope.
I'll get the rope. It's in the kitchen.
What happened?
The battery. It's dead. In the car.
Oh, we're trapped.
Alex, that battery was all right a few hours ago. It's practically new.
Well, you might have left the radio going. These things happen.
I found these lying across the terminals of the battery. Somebody put them there. See, Dad? The pliers were lying right across there, just like that. Somebody had to put them there.
What do you think, Alex?
Well, they could have been left lying on the battery by the kid at the service station. They might have chiseled up.
Daddy, this is too much. First the man at the door, and now this. Somebody's trying to keep us here.
Can't we start the car, push it or something?
No. You gotta push it 30 miles an hour to get it started with an automatic transmission. And they knew that, too.
Who's there?
You live here?
Yes, we live here.
I'm Dr. Stone. The battery went dead in the car.
I'm Officer Larson. Just driving by. Saw some activity back here. Can I be of any help?
No, everything's fine now, officer.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, officer.
Oh, wait! Don't go.
What you said?
Why didn't you come in the house?
How about some coffee? You'd like a cup of coffee, wouldn't you, piping hot?
I hate to brag, but I make about the best cup of coffee in the whole neighborhood. Just hit the spot on a cold night.
But it's not cold.
Iced coffee, they're delicious. I know it sounds silly, but we've been rather concerned. I mean, this woman giving me the money to buy the horse and then disappearing. It's so eerie. What do you think?
I don't like it. This came from John in a question. You shouldn't have bought it without knowing the woman you were buying it for.
Well, Mrs. Stone didn't have an opportunity to find out anything about her. Anyone would have done the same.
Now, you say a man came to the door.
Yes.
Seemed to show an interest in the horse. Do you recall seeing him at the auction?
Well, I didn't look at everyone there. He might have been there. I didn't see him.
Who left the dining room door open?
I closed it when we came in.
Well, the latch is probably loose.
Yeah. Now, give me a description of the woman, Mrs. Stone, as accurately as possible.
Well, she was rather tall.
Daddy, there's something wrong. With that Officer Larson?
He was wearing...
Are you sure that's a Hilldale policeman's uniform? Well, there is no patch on his sleeve. Now, all the Hilldale policemen have patches on their sleeves.
Well, it could be a new uniform.
How'd he get here?
Can you say a man came to the...
Prowl car, I suppose.
But, Dad, there's no car out front.
Now, is there anyone else in the house?
No, not that I know of. Why?
Go on outside. Get the door.
Well, how many downstairs doors do you have?
Doors? Three. A dining room door, a kitchen, and front door.
Well, keep them locked tonight.
Yes.
And be sure you keep this front door locked. I'll stop around a couple of times during the night to check around. Are all the bedrooms upstairs?
Yeah, the usual arrangement.
I don't think anything will happen, but you can't tell. I see your phone's down here.
We have an extension upstairs.
Well, thank you for the copy.
You're welcome.
I'll be on my way.
Thank you, officer.
Odd thing about it, Winnie Knight. Things happen. It's always on a windy night. Sleep well.
Good night, officer.
Bye. From the window.
Mother, I don't think that man was a police officer at all. He had no patch on his sleeve.
Oh, Mary, please, I don't want to hear any more.
Your mother's right. Everybody to bed.
No, wait a minute. There was something wrong with that
guy. Turning out the lights and going to bed. Now, talk about overactive imagination.
Does a police officer patrol on foot? There was no car out there.
Mary. That's right. And if you see him when he went out, he did something to the door lock. And I just locked it, right? Okay, let's check it now.
Alex, he unlocked the door.
He
probably thought he was locking it.
What about when he asked about the bedrooms and the telephone?
That's enough. Everybody to bed.
You started the whole thing. You have made the last 2 hours a nightmare.
And all for nothing. For nothing. Now, don't panic. The wind broke the power line. Jeff, where's the fire?
I left it down here somewhere.
Somebody get that phone, will you?
Somebody get your arms off my neck before it strangled me.
Hello? There's someone on the line, but they won't answer me. I can hear them breathing.
Hello, who is this? Hello?
Oh, Daddy.
That was the cold whistle.
Oh, honey,
we're trapped. They got the phone blocked, and we can't move the car. I tell you, they're closing in.
Alex, let's run.
Oh, honey, let me say you're as bad as the kids. Hello?
This is it.
Alex, don't go to the door.
Give me that flashlight.
Power just went out. I guess your doorbell doesn't work.
I'm Bert Rafferty.
Yeah. A fellow down at the freight office gave me your name. Are you Mrs. Stone?
They tell me you bought a Chinese horse at the auction this afternoon.
Well, I'm the party it was originally sent to. I've been out of town for a couple of months, and I found the freight notice under my door when I got back this afternoon.
Well, won't you come in, Mr. Rafferty?
Thank you. This is my daughter, Mary, and my son, hey, Jeff.
How are you? Yeah, so there it is.
I didn't really want it. I mean, I bought it by mistake, so if you'd like to have it...
Oh, would you, Mrs. Stone? Oh, I'd pay you whatever you pay for it. Well, more even. Name your price.
No, $50 is what she paid. I mean, what I paid for it. So, Mr. Rafferty, if you would like to have this horse for nothing, you just take it. Alex, Jeff, help Mr. Rafferty carry his horse out.
Oh, No. I can manage. I can't thank you enough. It used to belong to my father in China. Oh, you're wonderful people. Bless you. Bless you all. Bye. Bye.
I can't believe it. It's just too simple.
Oh. You and your imaginations.
Who's there? What about the phone call?
It's just some kids on our line.
Wait, what about Officer Larson and no car?
Well, he probably parked it down the street. What's wrong with that?
Of course.
And the man who came to the door was really looking for an address.
Probably some werewolf friend of his.
And the pliers on the battery, that happened in the service station, just as I told you.
Did you tell us that?
Oh, I've been telling you all along. There was nothing to worry about.
Besides that, we're $100 richer. Hey, what about the lady in the dark glasses?
Oh, that's very simple. Her husband had to leave suddenly for South America and insisted that she go along, and she could not come back for the Chinese horse worth $100. I mean, can't you believe that? Neither can I.
Well, tonight we dine courtesy of the lady in the dark glasses, huh?
$100 worth.
Tonight we don't even look at the right side of the menu.
Well, we start with oysters rockabout.
Mm-hmm. Alex? Oh. There's the woman with the dark glasses.
Really?
Yes.
There go the oysters, Rockefeller.
remember me?
No, I don't.
At the unclaimed freight office, you gave me $100 to buy a Chinese horse.
I'm afraid you made a mistake. You'll excuse me.
Of course. I'm sorry. She refused to recognize me.
I tell you, sis, I'm not late. You're early.
Well, what time did I tell you and Barney to be here?
8 o'clock, and that's what time it is right now. You know, she's been seeing us since 7:30.
Glory, you've got the world's worst memory. You told us 8 o'clock.
Is Bert still sore about the Chinese horse?
Well, it wasn't my fault that he had to go out and track it down. I tried to buy it at the auction, but, well, I couldn't be there and pick him up at the airport at the same time.
Well, I got to the wrong address you gave me. The thing was sitting right in front of me. If I'd known what you were looking for...
If you'd known? If I'd known you were looking for that silly horse, I'd have had it for you. I was right there in the house.
Gloria, baby, in case you forgot, this is Bert. Your husband. You're the guy who owns the joint, remember?
Barney, you're so funny. Well, are you happy with your new horse?
Alex, if the horse comes in, we're leaving.
Yeah. I like it.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.